the butter bacon.
Cauliflower?
But talking about the cabbage, you'd say three or four
heads of cabbage.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the word heads talking about children?
I never have.
You never heard someone say he's got six heads?
Yeah, I've heard people say that, but I never have.
Uh-huh. But do people say it seriously, or are they joking?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. That's why I never said it.
Uh-huh. It sounds funny to you.
To me, it would sound like a herd of animals.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'm wrong, but and people aren't animals, so I never say there's so many heads. Now, if I have chickens or cows or something, I might say we have 20 chickens or 20 head of cows or something like that, but not.
I never have.
What if someone had about
14
children?
Yeah,
really
I've heard people say that.
Large family.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the word passel?
No.
That means in a large amount.
Uh-huh.
If I was to use it, that's what I would mean. Well, it's a large number, a large amount, or something like that.
Large family. How would they say that?
Would know.
And I've heard the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
Roast ears.
What about mutton corn? Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
And the outside of the ear of corn.
Well, I guess it means that
and the stringy stuff on it.
If I was to use it, that's
and
what I would mean.
Called the large number of corn.
The silks?
Okay. Do you ever hear tassel or tossel?
Tossel. Yeah, tassel, yeah.
Uh-huh. And say if you had some bacon that was cooking, when as you cooked it, it'd get smaller, you'd say it would.
It has shrunk up.
Okay. Or another word for that, it
shriveled up.
Okay. And you mentioned squash.
Yep.
Are there different kinds of squash?
Yes, there's summer crooknecks and butternut squash and acorn squash, yellow squash.
What about the white, flat kind of squash? Do you ever see that?
The acorn squash?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear patty pan? Or? And it's something you can make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
A pumpkin.
And what different kinds of melons do people have?
Watermelons,
mushmelons, butternut squash,
honeydew melons. I saw them, but I don't eat watermelons, so I don't know a lot about them either.
You're the only person I've ever met besides me.
I don't like watermelons.
What about cantaloupe?
I don't care for that either.
What is that? What's it?
A cantaloupe, I guess. That's all I've ever heard it called.
Is it different from the mushmelon?
I wouldn't know. I can't really.
But I don't eat watermelon.
It might be a little different in texture flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't know.
Does it look about the same?
The ones I saw, I can tell a whole lot of difference, but I didn't really examine them real close.
Mm-hmm. And say if you'd had a heavy rain, a little squirrel-shaped thing that's
all I've ever heard
up in the woods or
mushrooms.
Okay. Any other name for them?
Toadstools.
Uh-huh. Are they the same thing?
I wouldn't know. I guess they are.
Uh-huh. And what different kinds of animals would people have on a
the
farm?
Ones I saw, I can tell how long.
What type of farm you have, I guess. Usually have cows and some have pigs and
mm-hmm.
some have chickens and goats and sheep and some people raise dogs and some have horses. And
where would the cows stay?